Hi guys, and welcome back to an episode of Mastering Mind and Movement. Today is Monday, and I hope you had a great weekend. So let's get into it. Today we will be talking about saying F it. In those moments of realizing we have a choice when it comes to our health and fitness, saying F it. When is it important to say F it? When is it not important to say F it? So we'll just get right into it. So when I say F it, I mean you're going out with your friends, you're having drinks, and you're like, okay, what should I eat? And you feel like you should get something on the healthier side since you've been at brunch all day, had a couple drinks, but the drunk munchies are like, nah, you really need the extra large tater tots and probably a burger. So in those moments, what do? Do you say F it, eat whatever you want, or do you go with the healthy option because that's one of your priorities? First, you want to establish what is your priority when it comes to your health and fitness. I know I have spoken about this in the past. So the reason why it's so important to know your priorities is, are you eating well and working out because of your physical appearance, or are you eating well and working out because you want to take care of your internal health, you have a couple things going on, your digestive isn't great, you deal with inflammation in your stomach, certain foods when you eat don't make you feel too good. So figuring out what is your priority. And then from there, you want to establish the situation you're in. And you want to take a moment to pause before you make the decision. Because if you make the decision immediately, it's an impulse reaction. It usually comes based on the emotion behind it in that moment. So it's not like a totally logical decision you're making. And you really have to hold yourself responsible to take that moment and be like, okay, I have a decision here. Which one am I going to take and why? You really have to be honest with yourself if you're going to try to get out of these F it moments that you find yourself in. And then from there, you want to understand what your priority is. What is your main focus going to be? So if it's for appearance and you feel pretty good about yourself, I would say it's okay to say F it and eat what you want. If you are dealing with something when it comes to you're really trying to figure out how you can best cure what's going on with your digestive system, which is something I really struggled with for several years, you're really going to have to sit with yourself in that moment and decide what is more important, you eating whatever you want with your friends or taking care of your health. And you have to be really honest with yourself, because even when you do have a coach, and I've had a health coach before, and she's like, okay, clearly you fell off track somewhere. What was going on? And I kept just saying F it because I wanted to. And, you know, people pleasing is one of my problems. So of course I'm going to cave under pressure. So there are positives and negatives to saying F it, kind of what I just discussed, saying F it and it, you picking over, you feeling pressure under the environment you're in and not taking care of yourself, that's a negative effort. A positive effort could be you're so critical of yourself and you eat really healthy all the time. And when you are in a situation with your friends, you don't allow yourself to live in the moment. That's another example of that would be a positive effort. So at the end of the day, one thing I want you to take from this is you do have a moment to really sit with yourself and make the decision. And you have to be really honest with yourself and give yourself that moment and decide what you truly want. But at the end of the day, when you give yourself that moment to make that decision, the future self, you will thank yourself. The next day, the next morning, you'll feel so much better and proud of holding yourself accountable to what your values and priorities are. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, go ahead and give me a follow and share with a friend that struggles with this, because the more people we can help, the better. We all want to have a happy, healthy life. And that's the main goal at the end of it. Love y'all. Bye.